Thank you. Oh, thanks for walking me home. That fresh air and rain has really cleared my head. I'm so tired. Kid, Stephen, sorry, Stephen. I'm really, really tired. Thank you so much for walking me home. I really appreciate it. I'm being mean, chucking you out in the rain. Get real. You literally live, what, 10 minute walk from here? I've got an umbrella in the corner over there. You can borrow it. Alex's room. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I mean, to be perfectly honest, that's bang out of order for you to even ask. He'd kill me if I let anybody sleep in his bed. No, it's not going to happen. Sorry, nice try. No, I don't want another coffee. I want my bed. I'm tired. It's been a long day. The only reason you want to challenge me now is because I've been drinking. My coordination will be probably a little bit off. You'll get an easy win, and then you'll be like, yeah, that's right, thinking that you're the big man. Now, if we're going to have any type of competitions, then it's going to be when I'm 100% straight. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Anyway, I'm not putting up with you starting to get fresh. I'm tired. You need to go. I need to sleep. Why do you keep staring at me like that? Do you know how like creepy it is? You're young enough to be my son. You keep hovering around. I keep bumping into you. You keep making eyes at me. I mean, what makes you think that a young kid like you could even begin to satisfy a grown ass woman like myself? Sure, age is a number, but you gotta admit, if a man's got 20 years on you, then clearly he's got more experience, so clearly he's probably more what I'm looking for. Well, I tell you what, you practice with all your little young girls that you knock around with, and then maybe in 5 years you can come back and see if you've got anything to teach me. Yeah, I'll walk you to the door. It's raining pretty hard. As I said, there is an umbrella. You're being like proper extra, and your puppy eyes are not going to work on me. Yeah, but what kind of question is that? Sure, I mean, like, you've got a few little criterias that match up with my type, but then you've got a whole lot that don't. All right, well, you got confidence, kid. I'll give you that. You got confidence, and I like that in a man, but I like it in a man. Man. Yeah, not a man boy. Well, Alex speaks highly of you. You've been a good friend to him. Yeah, I know that you had his back that time. I know, yeah. Kudos. Yeah, you have the height, but don't let that, go to your head. As I say, there's lots of other little things in my melting pot that I need to be completely satisfied. Wait, listen, why are we even having this conversation? It's like nearly 3 a.m. I'm exhausted. I've had a long day. Yeah, I'm a chef. I'm not cooking for you. No. What would you want to eat anyway? Oh, wow. Yeah, cute, but actually not cute. You don't say things like that to a grown woman. I accept your apology, but you know, if you're going to be fresh, then I think you should go. Well, I want you to go. You're still like hovering around. Yeah, you're pretty attractive. Oh, yeah. So what's he been telling you about my love life? Oh, sit down. What's my son been telling you? Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I haven't dated anybody seriously in a long while. But what's that got to do with anything? Well, yeah, but just because I haven't dated anybody, how do you know that I haven't had any physical contact with anybody? All right, well, no, I haven't. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, but you've got to understand, kid. It's because it's... All right, Stephen, yeah. You've got to understand. I'm very, very choosy. I could go... Listen, that bar tonight that I was at, I could have had fucking a dozen guys if I'd wanted to. I've got high standards. So don't get it twisted. Just because I haven't been with a man for a long time. And I do say man, kid, right? Yeah, a man. I haven't been with a man for a while. But that doesn't mean that I'm just going to go with the first offer that I get. Really? You know, I must say, I do... Your confidence, yeah, it's got me piqued. I'll give you that. Say, let me ask you something. Anything? Don't worry, don't get excited. It's nothing too crazy. What's your star sign? Are you serious? Wait. Either Alex told you that that's what I go for, and you already know that and you're lying. Date of birth. Oh yeah, you totally are. There's no way on earth you could have ever deciphered that. You never would have known that the zodiac was that. No way. Well, yes, it means something to me, but you don't need to know what it means to me. Well, you can be curious all you like, but that's what Google's for. I'll give you a hint. That means that on the zodiac wheel, that you're my complete opposite, basically, right? So you're opposite me on the zodiac. And for relationship-wise, we're not that much of a good match. But apparently, sexually, it's the craziest, most intense combination out of all of the zodiacs. And they're well known for having the best sex ever. But hold on. This conversation is kind of not going where I'm comfortable with. I'm not telling you that. Absolutely no way. I'm outraged that you would even ask me that. Say, kid, listen. What can a young boy offer a grown-ass woman like me? You tell me something that can convince me and I'll listen to you. Oh, yeah? Really? Give it to me then.